Mr. Chair, we'll work with Nick and the rest of the communication staff. I mean, this would be a pretty significant change to the antelope mentor season if so finalized next month in spearfish and the changes to the tag types for those licenses. So if we end up going this route at finalization, we'll be working with staff to get the word out on that. So on page 41 is some discussion here on the archery and muzzleloader deer hunting season. And as I went over last month, this is just a simple rule cleanup to try to simplify and reduce errors that, I mean, we're all human. It happens on our part when we close or turn units on that are valid in some of these open areas for archery and muzzleloader, those LM1 units where those licenses are valid for endless whitetail, and just some changes in rule to simplify that process. So just an ongoing proposal. I don't think any action is needed here today unless you as a body wants to. So on page 65 would be hunting requirements and prohibited methods chapter. And again, as I went over last month, excuse me, this is just a cleanup here. You'll see as we were finalizing the rule changes we did last year on carcass disposal requirements to address chronic wasting disease. We forgot to strike out that language down there under the draft administrative rule changes, and we just need to get that cleaned up. Again, those requirements have been discussed with Animal Industry Board and done the best we can to get the word out to those wildlife processing facilities on that change that was made last year. So just another rule cleanup. So,
is there action needed on that?
No action needed.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, on page 44 would be the fall turkey hunting season. Again, if you remember last month, we went over, I believe Chad Lehman provided a presentation on updates on turkey status. Again, we just have some rule changes there to establish those maximum caps for the number of licenses. Again, you as a commission body dictate what that number will be and the license types. The third change there is to establish or modify some of the unit boundaries so they are in alignment with our spring turkey hunting seasons as was outlined in our turkey management plan. Right now, we have no recommended changes to this proposal as well, and monitoring public comment. I know staff have met with some representatives from the National Wild Turkey Federation. I know Director Kirschman met with some leadership with NWTF talking about the proposals. Just haven't seen a whole lot of public comment on this yet, but we'll wait and see what the next month holds for your consideration. So no recommended changes here as well.
Okay. We get through morning dove and then we'll probably park it for today.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, on page 50, morning dove season. Again, this is just a recommendation to open up some nice hunting opportunity there at Shade Hill State Rec Area up in northern Perkins County, where it is currently prohibited in rule. Staff have discussed this. No change for you here, and we'll finalize in spearfish next month. So.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Perfect timing. I think unless we have any other objections, I'd put us in recess and hold for any announcements until tomorrow morning when we can start up again. Tom, did you have
some? I was just going to say, Mr. Chair, there's one more item on proposals, which we have no other change as well, that mentor turkey recruitment licenses. That's still good to go. We're still on the same page. There's no changes there unless there's anything as a commission body. And if not, no action required, and that would be up for finalization next month as well.
Great.
That way you've got proposals concluded then for today.
You bet. We'll start up tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock with number 21 under the Division of Parks and Rec.